Okay. Welcome back to Half Zip Podcast, guys. It's been a long ass hiatus, but we back with it. Back with a podcast.
Can't even call it a hiatus, bro. It's been longer than a hiatus. It's been
yeah.
Everything.
Just a long ass break, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know. Last time we uploaded, I think it was dead ass like over a year ago.
World was in shambles then. Still in shambles now. Just a little
organized
chaos.
Bro, all we got is, even music wise, I feel like music has not been like crazy how it used to be.
What you mean crazy?
Like, remember like 2016, 2017 type era. Like, everybody relates back to that era. Music was going stupid. And it just hasn't been like a big hype of a big amount of songs that's been big, big amount of artists that's been going up. A lot of people were just falling off quick. I mean, going up quick and then falling off quick. It just seems like that.
Hey, I mean, that's what Drake said on his album. These rappers are going to be here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Shit,
Shandividence
with Lil Pump and shit. Fuck
that
shit. Get
checked
about him.
Yeah, and he thought beefing with J. Cole was going to do something.
Bro. Man, but, okay, real quick, since we're back with the podcast, I guess we can just do a quick recap of us. Because who knows? I don't know if we'll even have the same amount of viewers we had, like same people. Listen, we might have just a whole new audience now. So I guess we'll just like reintroduce ourselves and everything. So at first, my name's Jonah. My name's Jonah. I do a lot of shit. I do mostly videography. I shoot music videos and all that. I edit stuff. I have my own production company and everything where I want to start shooting my own movies and everything too. I'm writing my first short film right now. So, that's what's about me mainly. About you, Jada?
I'm Jada from LA. I produce TV shows and fashion shows.
Talk your shit, Jada.
And I also, you know, I want to help artists out, you know, when it comes to, you know, the rollouts. Because, you know, these artists don't know how to, you know, contact these fucking media outlets. So that's something that I did and I want to continue doing. And, yeah.
And she's nice as fuck with the camera, too. Come on, photography, taking pictures, all that.
I don't even take pictures anymore.
I was about to say.
That's over with. That's over with. I still have my camera, though.
We just naming out all the talents.
Some extra lenses you don't need, I'll for sure take them off your hands. I've been on my route of, like, trying to take some lenses.
We'll talk about that.
Not guaranteed.
What about you, Jim?
Well, I'm Jayon, if you don't know. Lately I've just been getting it in. This is a sports podcast, too. Half of it. And some other sports, fucking media analyst, all that.
What's the name of the sports podcast?
Shit, me and the bro just starting it up. I'm trying to figure out a name for it right now. We recorded an episode. I got a name for it, though.
Okay, bet. That's all.
Hell yeah, but that's about it, man. Just giving my analytic expertise on shit.
Hell yeah. So
y'all talking about football and basketball? Because I know your ass don't watch baseball or golf.
No, definitely not baseball. It's just the nigga sports. Football, basketball, tennis. Tennis, we're talking about Serena, a little bit of tennis, but I don't even know. Yeah, when she was playing, I was talking about that.
Oh.
But fucking, I can't even tell you when golf season is, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. Shit. Okay, well, speaking about that shit too, I have a vision board and shit, and I'm about to, one of my main goals is build my own PC, because I want to get into streaming and shit. Bro, you trying to start like a streaming team and shit?
Bro, I'm with that shit.
Okay, that should be fine.
Hold on, what's your budget for the PC? Because I've been just looking up shit on how to build a PC, and I'm seeing like hella different price ranges and shit. So, like, what are you doing, man?
There's this website I went to, I could send you the link, but like, they you can like build a PC on there with like you can tell them what you want to use it for, and they'll give you recommended pieces, and I'll change some because like I know I want to edit and I want to know I need this to be higher. And so like they give me a price range. So for the PC I want to build is around like 1800 to 2000.
It's not that crazy bad. Edit on it too.
Yeah,
not bad at all.
And I can even like go down on some parts. I was putting shit where
you
I was like, okay,
super specs on that shit.
But yeah, makes you can sense. Even like get custom ass mouse keyboards and mice and shit. But
Bro, hell yeah, let's get this shit started. I'm trying to stream God of War. When that shit comes out, I want to stream God of War.
Bro, I want to do that too. I can't wait for the Ragnarok.
Man, I'm excited as fuck for that.
Oh God!
My bad, Jada. Jada over here just like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
Coming out over here, right? Like when y'all be talking about, like, all right, bro. Like I'm listening. Talk your all shit right. Though.
Well, let's get into music since that's what we all know. Shit. Since we last talked about, we lost Draco. That was one big artist that we all fucked with.
We lost Draco. We lost Dolph, nigga.
Yeah, lost PNB Dolph. Rock. Yeah, PNB Rock was not so long ago. Recipes are. Yeah, Slim 400. Mm-hmm. Bro, there's...
It's J.D. Youngin. I didn't listen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fucking forgot about J.D. Youngin.
Bro, J.D. Youngin.
That's crazy. This past year. Who else died? I know it's been more than that.
Yeah, there's a... Yeah. I remember Lil Uzi Artist. She passed away.
Yeah.
I didn't know about her too much. I think I heard her name before, but I didn't like, list her or anything. But... yeah, this... I'm pretty sure there's a lot more. Yeah, we said PNB Rock.
Oh.
But yeah, that's yeah. Recipes all every fallen rapper, even if it's like not gang related or anything, it's nobody should lose a life.
Yeah,
yeah. Justin Lil Keed. Oh yeah, Lil Keed, bro. And yeah, YSL so got locked up.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's talking about fucking okay. Like a high school these niggas, bro.
Let's make that the first topic, bro. This whole YSL case, because this shit is crazy. They really trying to get Young Thug out of here,
bro. Shit's getting frilled. It's Kim K's on the case, nigga. That's how you know Kim K. Well, we got Kim K on the case. Like, y'all laughing, but I trust Kim K. With
you. No, yeah. Kim, she's going to have some strength.
He already has a lawyer. So how the hell is he going to get Kim K?
Nah, Kim K is talking about getting Gunna out and shit. And I just know she gets to talk about shit. Shit be happening.
It's looking good for Gunna now. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's looking better for Gunna. He might really actually be able to get bond and... I don't know about the rest of his charges and stuff. Like, he might be able to get bond and be able to be out soon.
Man, yeah, hopefully if he gets out, he don't fuck up, because there's a lot of things that he could possibly lose.
Gunna doesn't have a history of getting in trouble and shit, though. So, yeah. Like, that nigga just likes to fucking wear women's clothes and pictures.
Bro, that's all. Gunna likes just to rap and dress up, bro.
Yeah, nigga likes to get fly and rap. That's about it. Gunna's unproblematic as fuck.
But this Young Thug stuff, like, I knew Young Thug probably had some history in, like, gang shit, but when they were coming out all these different charges, I'm like, bro, what the? He was involved with all this type of shit during this whole come up?
And then, bro, his fans are not fucking helping this shit. Niggas making threats to judges and shit.
Bro.
Stop killing people, like, bro. You're making it worse for this nigga.
Bro, I was in Atlanta when they were getting locked up and shit. And when I tell you, shit was getting crazy, bro. Swear to God, like, I would have to drive by the courthouse and shit, too, to get to my auntie's crib. Bro, there would be some days where there'd be, like, hundreds of people outside the courthouse and all that. But, like, there'd be days where, like, nobody is. It was just wicked.
Niggas out protesting and those arrests. I support it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask you. Like, what was the energy like when you was out living in Atlanta for that time?
I could say, like, a lot of people were, people were hurt and shit, but a lot of people took it as a space to, like, blow up. They see, like, a bunch of white pill people getting locked up. They're like, oh, there's more spots for me to blow up now. So a lot of people just went harder in the booth. I could say that, like, a lot of artists I was around, they were going to the studio a lot more. They were trying to drop a lot more shit. They saw it as, like, opportunity to, like, blow up. But I'm pretty sure they paid off. Huh?
Sounds like dividends paid off for a lot of niggas you see or not really.
I don't know. I barely talk to any of them niggas. They probably in the same boat. I'm not to down them niggas, but yeah.
So what do you guys think about the outcome of this, trial that will be happening soon? Like,
I don't know.
Broke on his charges. Like, he on conspiracy. Like, they got fucking wiretaps that this nigga setting up murders and shit, bro. Like,
bro, they have.
It's true. This nigga's gone fucking. He's gone for some years.
I low key think it's raps for Thug, bro. We might lose Thug for 40 plus years.
The only way I see this nigga getting out of this shit is if he fucking snitches on somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know, fucking.
But they already have people snitching on him.
You brought that up.
Yeah.
It's so funny you brought that up because 21 Savage, he was listed as an informant on this RICO case.
What? No, that has to be that has to be like weird wording. No way 21 Savage actually like comfortably sat down and told.
Well, he was in a clubhouse room.
Especially when it's not beneficial to him. Like, God, what the fuck? I gotta see the exact wording. Because, like,
well, 21 Savage was in a clubhouse room with Wack 100. They was going back and forth, and Wack 100 needed some answers. So, some rumors going on.
Yeah, bro. Anything Wack 100 say, I'll dead ass take with half a grain of salt, bro. Like, that nigga, especially after that nigga. Wait, no, did y'all see that picture that got leaked of Wack 100, bro?
No, bro, he was in a hotel.
He was in a hotel. I saw his shit. Bro, he was in a hotel room with a bitch. He was naked, butt ass naked, laying across on the bed on Clubhouse, bro. This nigga marking niggas out on Clubhouse with his cheeks out, ass tooted up, bro. Like, it's like, how can you? I fuck a Wack, but it's like, how can you take that nigga that serious, bro, when he's making these accusations with his ass out?
Well. You know, Wack 100, he didn't lie about that second sex tape with Ray J and Kim Kardashian. I thought he was lying, but he was definitely telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that whole Ray J... Bro, I want Ray J to sue the fuck out of Kardashians. I want to see this.
Get a fat check from them niggas.
He may go broke if that happens.
How...
I think they reach a settlement before they fucking go broke. I feel like it's fucking too much on both sides for them to fucking really fight out. Of course, I feel like they probably would just put them in. Get a settlement.
It's possible. Man.
Also, in the rap news, there's been updates about Melly too. Because I was thinking about that when he was talking about the thug and shit. So, like, apparently, I think it was like this past week, they were saying that Melly was caught trying to break out of jail.
Yes, yeah, so I saw that. I don't know if it's real.
With his attorney. Like,
yeah, his lawyer fucking the fucking prison escape. Nigga, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you're a famous rapper, bro. If you break out, where are you gonna go? Unless like, you go to Mexico or some shit.
Yeah. And bro, so I watched Academic's video about it where he broke down like what they were saying on the like document about his breakout. And so what they're saying was that the YNW's Melly cellmate snitched, saying that he heard that him and his attorney was trying to break out. And so they end up searching YNW Melly's cell. They found that YNW Melly's cellmate had like a shank. All type of other contraband, and they searched Melly, and all he had was a bunch of fucking snacks from commissary, or whatever. Like he just had, that's all he had. So, but they're still trying to make this claim against him that he was trying to break out, even though they didn't find nothing that can even show that he tried to break out. And Academics was saying that this is just actually, he says this just seems like they're desperate trying to get the jury to think, just trying to get the jury and the public to look at Melly as a villain, saying like, oh, he's trying to break out. Even though, like, there was no type of, like, it doesn't make sense, dude. Why the fuck would the attorney try to, like, he would lose his license and everything. Why would he try to do that?
That's your whole career.
Right,
like,
right.
In one case,
right.
Like, you might have personal connections to Melly, but this is still just one fucking client, bro. Like, you're going to throw away your whole career over one client.
So it don't make no sense. And I do believe that is just them trying to smear. Even if Melly is guilty of everything else, but, like, this one thing, I feel like them, they just trying to smear his image, trying to get the jury.
I'm still screaming free Melly, bro.
It is.
Until I see some fucking proof that he killed them niggas, bro. I don't think he did it.
Yeah. It's just looking a little grim, because how long this nigga been in jail. It's like,
it's just like the fucking trial's taking forever, though. Like, fucking, usually fucking, that's a good sign, though. It's like fucking trials where it's fucking quick. It's like, this nigga's guilty as fuck, so I go by fast. So I don't need to fucking take forever, but...
Yeah.
Especially with COVID, you know, COVID pushed back a lot of shit, so...
Yeah, COVID pushed back a lot of shit, too, so that's also a good part of it.
Yeah, Melly's mom, she said, when she was talking about the breakout thing, she also said that, like, they're trying to get all the jurors within the next 2 weeks, so they might actually be going to trial really soon. But who knows if that gets pushed back again and shit, bro.
Hopefully this should start up soon.
Yeah. Can't wait for some new Melly, bro. That would be fire as fuck.
Oh, God. I know this could have been in the recording. We just need to fucking put out an official project. Shit.
I'm surprised Kim Kardashian isn't trying to free Melly, because, you know, Melly asked Kanye to get him out, so...
Bro, God. Why isn't Kanye even... Kanye should help with Melly, too.
I feel like fucking Kanye got bigger fish to fry.
Kanye's been beefing with Walmart, Adidas, and Gap. He's dealing with more shit right now.
Kanye is starting to be big.
Bro, what's his problem with Gap? He's saying to taking his designs and shit.
Say taking his designs, not letting him be in meetings where they're talking about his work and stuff. And I understand that. Like, yeah, like, yeah, if you're speaking about my shit and, like, this is me, then I should be in these, include these meetings and shit.
What about Walmart? How's someone got beef at Walmart? I don't know what
Walmart is. It was a logo. Yeezy's new logo, and it kind of looked exactly like the Walmart logo, but so Walmart was trying to sue him, and yeah.
Walmart gets away with that shit too much. I swear to God, I go to Walmart and I see all, like, fake ass Jordans that look damn near the same, fake ass Tims, bro. They have so much shit that look exactly like the real thing, but just
Walmart was selling 4PF chains online.
I'm gonna find out niggas was getting that chains at Walmart, bro. Niggas are not 4PF, man. Bro, Walmart. Niggas necks turning green as soon as they step outside. Get hit with a little bit of moisture.
That shit is wild. Walmart definitely needs to get sued for that shit. Man, but I feel them with the chain. Adidas too has been getting away with it too long. Like, there's been some shoes that look identical to Yeezy designs, and like, they just release it on their own. And so I don't know. Like, I always thought, like, maybe Kanye has that in his contract. Maybe Kanye has it in his contract where they can take some creative inspiration from
the way fucking Kanye is, hell no, nigga.
But yeah, why would you do that when you gonna make some more money? Like, why make a fake replica as Yeezy 350 when you can just make more Yeezy 350s? It's the same fucking material, you know?
Yeah. Oh wait. Also in the Kanye news, did you see, so like, those shades he been wearing and shit, like those big ass?
I signed up. I'm on the wait list.
Yo, yeah, he said he's selling them. He said he's selling them for $20, and he's also trying to work on getting his clothing for free, because he said like, human necessity should be free, and I agree with that. But I'm like, possible. I don't know how you're gonna be able to make it free. I can see him making it super cheap, but free, that's a stretch, but. I think it's like, yeah, him starting off with these $2, that's a score.
Realistically, nothing that is fucking Yeezy brand is going to be cheap, nigga. The $20 glasses are resell for fucking $400 off of StockX and shit, nigga. Like, nothing fucking Kanye
or gold
that's Kanye just don't fucking sell for cheap, nigga. If you don't get it at the initial release, nigga, you're going to have to fucking pay hella overpriced for it. So it's a good idea, yeah, but it's not realistic for that, nigga. Listen, maybe I could be wrong, though. This nigga figures out the game plan.
Yeah. He admitted that Sway had the answers, so...
Yeah, I saw that shit.
And honestly, if he would have listened to Sway all those years back, who knows how big Yeezy could have been, because he probably could have just did it on his own from the beginning, and, like, it probably have started off slower, but he could have probably just, like, been on his own and it's been, like, the biggest brand.
Right, like a legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta get a Sway Kanye interview. Like, we gotta get a new one.
We're literally fucking all these years later. We need to
And then also, what is it with Kanye? I saw some other shit with Kanye. There's been a lot of shit.
He put Kris Jenner as his profile picture.
Wait, what? I didn't see that.
Yeah, Instagram profile picture.
That's funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna check to see if it's still that, but yeah, I saw it the other day.
Bro, that's funny. Bro, oh, I guess he had Kanye and his kids. Oh, wait, no. Oh, fuck, I almost had it in my head.
No, he changed it. It's just a black circle now, but yeah, it was like that yesterday.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
But I'm recording.
He was talking about he lost his queen.
No, go away.
Right. he lost his queen, but he was that shit.
That was funny as fuck when you said that. Niggas said, you can't, or London, I know how y'all feel, I lost my queen too. I was like, bro, what?
So insensitive, these niggas. They fucking idol just died. He's like, yeah, I lost my wife because I fucked up. How you feel?
Bro, I already been seeing like a bunch of like UK people upset about people making memes of the queen.
Bro.
And so he gonna say this.
Bro, them queen fucking Twitter memes were hilarious, though.
They were.
There's one thing that Black Twitter don't do. It's gonna fucking make a joke out of a terrible situation. I mean, terrible. Oh, I don't know if the queen died, to be honest.
But, I can't imagine what Twitter's gonna be when Michael Jordan died.
Bro.
That's gonna be a sad time. I don't think niggas gonna be cracking just when MJ dies.
No, deadass, though, they're not going to crack jokes, but they're deadass going to make those edits with fucking Kobe and Eric and bro. That's, I can already see it, and that shit's going to be so fucking
cringe, bro.
Bro, they're going to be at a poker table and some shit, like, why?
Shit, Michael Jordan had a gambling problem. That's why.
I'm going to have the niggas.
I can already imagine those fucking cringe-ass quotes they're going to have them saying this shit.
Man,
I'm not looking forward to it.
Shit. Oh, also, I've been seeing some shit with LeBron. I've been seeing some news with LeBron. I can't remember. Was there anything controversial with LeBron that came out?
Other than him being a fucking faithful husband and loving father, no. We're not going to look for any LeBron slander.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, no LeBron slander, but LeBron fans have found their own way to be YoungBoy fans. Because now I've been seeing this, like, how does it affect LeBron's legacy everywhere? And that shit's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, I see that shit everywhere, too.
Bro.
Why be better? How does it affect LeBron's legacy?
Bro, they've been finding that way. And anything that's not even dealing with LeBron or basketball, they still be like, how does it affect LeBron's legacy? And it's just hilarious to see that shit.
Bro, fucking Twitter niggas are hilarious, bro. Fucking the why be better shit. Happy week as fuck for a minute. Just
yeah.
How does it affect LeBron's legacy shit? Happy week as fuck. I see that, too.
Bro. And then, okay.
You guys, young boy had his 10th child.
Oh, yeah.
And Kenna had their 10th child.
Yeah, they've been going stupid.
Bro, what do you think about it? These niggas fucking brought 20 motherfuckers into the world. Just those two. That's a lot of motherfuckers to bring into the world. 20 just fucking kids.
One ball sack. Well, no, two ball sacks brought this many kids.
Two ball sacks. 10 kids each. And counting. I know it's not done yet.
It's not.
Niggas need to get neutered.
Ain't he like 23 or some shit? Young boy?
No,
he's younger than me. He's 24 or 22.
Dead ass.
Oh, wow. We're going to be living in the descendants of future Nick Cannon and Young Boy.
Bro, out of all those kids, if none of them become like a rapper, athlete, anything, it's going to be crazy because you have so many chances to get that type of kid. Like, parents pray they get like an athletic kid, like that goes D1 and all that shit. You have 10 kids that have you get that possibility.
Future got like 10 of them too, nigga. Like,
bro.
Are any of these kids gonna be fucking great or anything? Or just gonna be fucking.
But you know what Boosie said? Boosie said it's hard for the children to, like, you know, be a version of like their parent.
You know why? Asking that little nigga to rap?
Yeah, they ain't got a rap.
What does Nick Cannon do? Like, fucking. Host Wildin' Out? Nigga, nobody's asking to host Wildin' Out?
Bro, imagine 50 years from now, one of the Kenneth's kids hosting Wildin' Out. They take the reins.
That'd be funny.
Or his label, yeah, incredible.
Bro, I saw that DLU Flame signed an incredible, and I don't know what the fuck that's gonna do for that nigga, but hey, good up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
He seemed like he has a bad choice in picking who to sign to, because he was signed to some. I heard in the Dejan thing that he signed to somebody else that was from the East Coast before.
Yeah, Trey D.
I'm like, bro, why? Like, you're choosing these people to sign to the most random people, bro.
Yeah, a lot of these rappers, they really want to be on that mainstream level.
When they, I swear, like, it seems like the independent game is so much better, even though you don't get, like, all this extra shit, but, like, over the long run, it seems, like way better.
Let me go show the way to fucking do it independently, nigga, like, them niggas fucking got famous as fuck independently, fucking hella fucking classic mixtapes, no record.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of Migos, so Migos broken up while we were going to, is now it's just two groups, called Neff and Unk. Yeah, Neff and Unk and then Offset.
What the fuck is that about, man?
I don't know. I think it's because of the whole Sweetie situation. They said like Sweetie was dating Quavo and then Lil Baby, and Lil Baby don't fuck with Offset. And then, you know, happened. Yes, that happened, and yeah.
You know what's funny too? I saw when Offset was tweeting that P from QC, he was tweeting out saying that he wasn't able to get none of his money back. That's why he's beefing with QC still, Offset. But then I was thinking, like, okay, then is Quavo and Takeoff not getting any money, or are they just fine with not getting their money? Like, because it seemed like they're still signing QC and still have good relationships. So I was trying to see, like, why is Offset getting a different, getting treated differently, too? Especially when Offset, I'm not gonna lie, had, like, the best career out of all of them.
Yeah, he's clearly shining. Like, we thought Quavo was the Beyonce of the group. It's really Offset.
Yeah, Offset had an amazing career and had a good-ass run, too.
You see this nigga fucking doing shows, fucking by himself, look like WrestleMania and shit. Like, independently. Nigga shows is looking like fucking Travis Scott concerts.
Yeah, like you saw his Rolling Loud concert, he was performing in the rain and shit.
Russell, I forgot what concert was. This nigga was fucking up on the little fucking big ass speakers and shit, fucking shaking his hair. Like Jimmy Butler with his dreads and shit.
No, okay, this is not about sports, but them Jimmy Butler dreads, I swear to God, I thought that it was gonna be over. I thought that was an off season thing, but this nigga still has these bitches in, bro.
Bro, the thing is, like, they interviewed my nigga, asked him about it, and he's like, nah, I just down to make people mad. And I was like, nigga, you're a fucking liar. Like, you thought it was clean. And now niggas is talking shit, so he's like, oh, let me play it off. Like, no, nigga, you thought them bitches was fire.
Bro, that shit looks so tacky, bro.
Them bitches are horrible, bro. He needs to take them out immediately.
There's been times where, like, I'm in my dread growth journey, and I debate sometimes, like, do I want to get some extensions because I just hate how short they are, and it feel like they're not growing. I'm like, you know, I'm a man it through. I'm not gonna get the extension, bro. I'm just gonna man through.
You gotta take the progress pictures too, nigga. Like, you gotta, bro, yeah. I came a long way.
My photo booth on my laptop is full of just all my progress pictures. I just hop in, like, every few months and just take pictures.
Imagine you come in there, you got progress, short, down to your nipples, short again. Fuck.
Oh, God. That's what's great, too. He got him so long. Like, if he got him just shorter, too, like, it probably looked better. But, like, he got him so long. Like,
you gotta fucking lift that girl's with they fucking weave, nigga. Like, why is your shit to your booty?
Bro has a thick ass bun when he wraps him up too.
This nigga was so excited in the video. He saw the video when he got him done. My nigga was fucking his hair. Said, "Oh yeah, hair day."
But when I first saw him, I was like, "Did I miss something? Like, was he growing his hair out this long?" I was like, "Did I miss some shit?"
No sir. That nigga said, "Fuck it." Y'all see it,
man.
Said, "Would you date a man that got fucking dread extensions?"
Oh.
he's talking to your nigga. One day he had like hair in my left, you know. Came back the next day, had dreads. Like, cutting you off, shit. Down here.
Hey, I mean, his shit look better than Lil Wayne's.
Hey, nah. I mean, at least Lil Wayne's still natural though. Pause.
Yeah.
You need to get that shit up, bro. But he can't. Cause once he cut that shit off, he's not growing it back. Once he cut his hair, it's a wrap.
Oh God. Yeah, I was thinking, like,
smacking that though, because like those three little dreads just hanging off for dear life. Like,
yeah,
let your fucking head breathe, my nigga. I know it's been a while since you had your fucking just scalp washed good as fuck.
Bro, he gonna be feeling amazing, bro. Feeling like just to be able to touch his actual scalp, run his hand.
He did this in a cool minute, nigga. That shit in some decades.
Okay, and then speaking about Wayne, he also turned 40, right? 40, which is crazy. People, I saw a lot of people on Twitter was talking about, like, they thought Wayne was way older because, like, Wayne has been in the game for a while and shit.
He's been in the game for a while, nigga. Looks like a fucking goblin too, nigga.
Yeah.
65, nigga. Do not do drugs, nigga. That shit will fuck you up, bro. Like, Wayne's a fucking goat. I love that nigga, but damn, nigga, that nigga looks old. Like,
yeah.
Nigga's 40, bro. That's young, nigga. Like,
40 and he's still on that shit.
Bro, I honestly hope he's not still sipping, bro. Well, skip sipping as like he used to.
Bro, this nigga fucking almost died, nigga. He was having heart attacks on jets and shit.
Has like, seizures and all that, bro.
Yeah, seizures. Mm-hmm. Like, the fuck? Get that shit up, my nigga.
Bang.
Yeah, he got kids. He got three sons.
Bro, I'm so upset, bro. I swear to God, like, I want to get clout so bad just so I can date Regine, but she keeps getting niggas. And she gets false head over tails for them niggas.
She ain't with Lucci no more?
No, she with a YouTuber nigga, the singing nigga.
I'm gonna ask. Like,
oh, that nigga sing?
Yeah, he's part of the Armand and Trey. Like, they used to go viral way back, probably like 2015 type shit. And for singing, they do covers and shit. And
damn. Yeah.
And so now she's.
Yo, shorty got sick while singing, nigga.
Bro, I swear I wanted Reginae for so long. She just keep getting these damn relationships, bro. Let me get clout, bro, please.
I said, don't worry, I'm gonna catch her on Linux one day.
Bro, yeah, I swear to God.
So I'm gonna see her on Linux one day and I have some clout, nigga.
Right.
It's popping. Yeah, this is my.
I swear, once I just get a little bit of clout, like a blue check mark, something, whatever. There's so many bitches I'm DMing, bro. So many. I swear to God.
Pulling up from half court and stuff, firing range. That blue check will get it done, though, nigga. Like it'll get you in the door at least.
Yeah, that's all I need. Cause like now, if I DM these bitches, I'm in the pool of 8,100 niggas, bro. They ain't never
name
seen my
five
shit.
Girls you're DMing right now.
Okay, oh yeah. Bro. So Reginae is one. Mm-hmm. Reginae is one. Lori Harvey. Even though I don't know if I can like even talk to her, but like just know if I got some DM back from her, that would be good enough for me.
Was Michael B. Jordan dating Lori Harvey?
Yeah, he dated.
They broke up.
Oh yeah, that's tough. I don't know what she on.
Yeah, she got. She punched with fuck with a big dog, but shit, I might even hit up Chloe Bailey. There's just some random ass Instagram models too that I'll just like hit up. Just like that's why I have a song that I like. I've been working on and I have a lyric where I said, if I get cuffed before I get some clout, I hope my bitch know I got there's some IG models I got to knock out, some shit like that. Like, because I dead ass feel that. Like, I hope I don't get cut before I get some clout, because if I do, I'm going to have to cheat just for, like, a few months.
I have my hit list, nigga. I got to accomplish yeah. shit. Like, I got my Kill Bill checklist, nigga. I got everybody I got to go down.
Bro, and honestly, she gets one guy. She gets one guy. If she gets clout after she dates me, she gets one guy. She gets a hit DM. That's how it's going to work.
DM or fuck?
DM. She can go on a date. She can go on a date. She ain't fucking a nigga.
So like you use a cheat when she can't cheat, like,
bro. It's different. It's different.
Now, Tana, that's not the double standards,
bro. The double standards is real, especially for this point. I swear to God, I don't like a lot of double standards, but this is one thing where I really stand on like a double standard. Like,
why? Why is this the one thing you choose to stand on?
Yes, because I strongly believe in like it's easier. Like before she had clout, she could probably still fuck on the niggas she wanted to. Me, I had no chance before I had clout, so I have to like I have to do this.
Well,
you had your chance.
Justin Bieber, nigga, she can't do that. Just being an average girl.
Okay, then, bitch, lower your standards. Justin Bieber, really? Like, like I'm not putting Rihanna on my hit list. Not yet. Like, I'm not going that high because I know Rihanna. Like, even if I get clout, Rihanna's still not gonna hit me up. That's how I'm right, sorry. That's how
I understand it. What's up?
Five girls are DMing.
Five. I could probably name like fucking three. Ice Spice is number one.
Hey, good. Ice Spice is smoochy. That's easy. I gotta do that.
You thought I was feeling you? Yeah, pulling up in a fucking tech fleece. Nigga, what's up?
Oh, God. I have not bought a Nike tech yet, but swear to God, I'll buy one if I...
I've got some hung up in the closet right now, waiting to pull off for the fall, nigga. who else, nigga? Fuck, I'm pulling up from half court, sweetie, nigga. I'm pulling up from half court with her.
I feel like sweetie, she, like, I'm not saying, like, she easy, but I feel like she a genuine girl. Like, she ain't gonna be, like, even though she might portray that shit in the music, I feel like she really is, like, a genuine ass girl.
Was she a cancer?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she, yeah. She said that.
She's a lover girl, hell yeah. who else? Nigga, childhood crush, Honey Cocaine. She's still fine. I'm shooting at her, nigga.
Honey Cocaine
what
is fire.
What happened to her? Like, where is she at these days?
Who knows?
Don't fucking know.
Somebody asked Tiger.
And then fucking. yeah, somebody asked Tiger. Bitch, you see, bro. Look at my draws. Big booty bitch, right nigga to the wall. Yeah. That Heisman used to go crazy.
Jada, is there some guys you want to DM?
Oh, yeah, some guys you wanna... coming at her, too.
Some niggas so, that you got to.
Maybe a match, right?
Your dream niggas?
My dream niggas.
Should I DM hey dickhead? Which niggas is
it? Oh, let me look.
Oh, we can look at some different selections.
Nah, these niggas is like grimy. Niggas is grimy.
Now, Jada been having a lot of behind the scenes with the music thing, so like she knows how niggas move and shit now.
Literally, she sees firsthand, like, damn.
Yeah, these niggas is grimy. I mean, if Draco didn't have a crazy ass bitch, I would DM Draco. I would DM Draco. Long live Draco.
Oh yeah, well actually since we're on Draco, we can start speaking about like the albums that drop and everything. So we can't start with Draco's album. Y'all listen to it?
Yes, sir.
I did.
Yeah.
All
Can't
right.
go to us. I'm just my favorite songs.
Yeah,
Stop playing with that man.
Mero, stop playing with that man for
Well,
real.
fucking, a lot of this like shit that you already heard and shit too, but it's just like a nice put together fucking.
Yeah. I'm glad Hang with the Ops is finally on streaming platforms.
Yeah, I was tired of fucking SoundCloud to listen to that bitch, bro.
Yeah. But
It was on SoundCloud?
yeah, bro. Almost
Oh
any Draco
no,
song you can find on SoundCloud.
no,
Yeah,
I've been listening to that just on YouTube.
see, bro, I was doing that shit for a minute too, but if I could just play randomly halfway through the music video every time, so I was getting tired of that shit. The SoundCloud was on there.
Yeah. Now, so yeah, the project is raw as fuck. Like, overall rating, I'll probably give it like an 8 out of 10. The only thing I can say is like I can tell like it wasn't this project put together by Draco, which yeah can't fault.
Right.
But
Yeah.
like there's definitely some songs I know Draco probably would not released on the album or save for another project. Like it'll fit in with like another project with a different tone.
Which songs you think those are?
Okay, one for sure, I think was Slip and Fall and then John Lennon.
Yeah.
Those two for
I
sure.
felt this looking fall too. I
Yeah.
actually I put that one up, but I was like, it doesn't fit like the fucking do say like theme or
Yeah,
vibe,
like a
but like,
vibe, because the Draco he always has like a specific vibe. He goes for album, and that's another thing I didn't like how they didn't roll out. Draco he's kind of like a goat at rollouts because he knows how to set the vibe for the project he's trying to roll out. He
Yeah.
said he put out the
It's
right
fucking
songs.
Twitter, it's just Twitter rants, look at his IG lives, look at like all that
Bro.
shit. Like, you know, Draco release is gonna come out just by the fucking way this nigga gets acting on social media. Like,
Oh my
I guess that's
God.
another thing you missed with him being gone. But I think it was a good release overall. Though. Like, this nigga Ralphie's doing his best to fucking do what he can.
Yeah, especially
Right. I
because
hate how motherfuckers was hating on just the project itself. Like, I didn't think we was gonna get one this soon.
yeah, literally.
because Ralphie even tweeted out too, saying like how he doesn't have that much songs to work with. He says he still has hella Draco songs in the cut to make some more albums, but he doesn't have that much songs to work with. So he was trying to like really try to perfect this first posthumous album before he can
Yeah.
start releasing other ones, if he even is releasing other singles.
I don't even usually like fucking listening to albums after rappers die for they put out, but like I fuck with this one. Like, I don't know, like fucking like you said, like there's a few songs on it that I feel like if you could tell Drago would have made it, that he wouldn't have put them on there. But overall, like it's a good ass album. Like if he wasn't dead, I'd still like fuck with the album itself.
Or even I even feel like there's some songs too, like Draco probably would have re-recorded some bars or redone some shit. Like I feel like this some songs just sound like Draco doing it like a first draft, first rough
Yeah.
draft type shit.
No,
Still
that
hard.
sucks.
Draco, he that nigga's untouchable on the mic. I swear to God, like that nigga's just so
Literally,
chill and so
fucking
easy.
prison freestyles, nigga, just in there fucking talking on the beat, basically.
Oh God, I heard
Yeah.
a lot of people hating on the skits on the album, and I don't know why. I fucked with the skits.
Fuck at all that shit. Anytime Drake was talking shit or anything like that, I
Oh
loved
God.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. RP my Sagittarius
Those are some
brother.
legendary skits, too.
Oh God, the Them Yo Friends is goated, bro. Them Yo Friends, them niggas bombs.
Bro, ain't just talk shit, bro.
But now,
Talking
yeah,
shit, bro. Because
I fucked
man,
with it.
nobody can do this as good as Draco, bro. Stop
Dude.
missing talking shit.
Hell yeah. Do y'all got a favorite song off the album?
Ask for permission or whatever that's called. This
Bro, I fuck with
just the second track.
Fucking Draco, not Drakeo. If I fuck with that
Yeah.
shit, you know.
Draco
Slip and
got
fall,
it.
I fuck that shit. I fuck that shit heavy.
But yeah, that's just hard. I also fuck with Extortion. That was a great
Yeah.
first song. Like,
Extortion's hard as fuck.
yeah. But nah,
Yeah.
favorite off the album, besides Hang With Ops, because, like,
I
I
was
just
gonna
had
say
so
Hang with
much
the
fun.
Ops. I was gonna say Hang with the Ops is probably my favorite, but I fuck that's because I like heard that shit so many
Yeah.
times.
Like, yeah. That's, like, just a... That's a top 10 Draco song.
I like 80,000.
80,000. Oh, 3Ks. I did fuck with 3Ks heavy.
Yeah, 3Ks is tough. Some of my fucking likes, so I'm still on there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, I heard that Ralphie said he's also working on a Catchy posthumous album. So I don't know how much songs Catchy have, because we just haven't heard no like stuff. Well, I heard he had a song with Greedo that dropped like a couple months ago, but
yeah,
I didn't know how much songs
it just came out. That song just came out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so can't wait for that too. Hear some more Catchy, because I fucked with Catchy.
Yeah,
Catchy had a unique ass sound.
Mhm. I like his ad libs. Do 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 do.
Bruh. Especially when I heard, like, the moment I fell in love with Catchy's music was when he had the that song "If I Go Broke," and that nigga said, "If I go broke, I'm slanging my hoes tonsils, bro." Nigga, that there can't be no more goated bar than that. I'm kidding. But that's just a goated ass bar though. I was like, that's player as fuck.
Tonsils, nigga. That bitch working, nigga.
Oh god.
So go.
R.I.P. Catchy.
Oh god.
R.I.P. Catchy the Great.
Okay, so next up for the releases, we have we can talk about YG's album. I listened to that in full. Did y'all listen to that all the way through?
My
chat, like, y'all talking wrong, nigga, for not listening to that all the way through. Started, got bored, nigga, did not finish.
Nah, yeah. Okay, so when I was in the room with Jada yesterday about, they were talking about the albums, I didn't get to say, but I would have been like the oddball, because everybody was talking about they disliked the album. I actually enjoyed it for the most part. It definitely wasn't better than any of the past projects he released that were also kind of like eh, but I just like fucked with it because it felt a little bit more YG, where he was talking like My Crazy Life. He was talking about real life stuff that was happening around him. Like his baby mama song, that shit was wicked as hell. Like that was wild, out of pocket. But it was like YG talking about his feelings about current events and shit. So I kind of focused on his I Got Issues. He was talking about different things. One thing I did hope he was, because when he's promo, he said this album's called I Got Issues, because I'm talking about all the issues I've been going through. I was like, okay, kind of address the Draco thing. But he didn't touch on that. But yeah. Overall, I'll probably get the album like a 5 out of 10, though.
I did. You said it wasn't bad.
That's average. That's average.
That's average. Nigga, that was average spelling, nigga. 7 is average, nigga. It's a C. And nigga, 50% is lower than that.
I don't feel comfortable giving it a 7. I don't. But 5.
Okay, I understand. Like, I'm just saying, though. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was decent, bro.
Yeah.
5.
I'm not, yeah, like, I get a 5, but, like, there's definitely some songs I'll probably add in the playlist. Or, like, some songs I won't skip. Like, I feel like that. But there's definitely some songs I'll just skip. Oh, also, I hate, bro, his rollout was ass, bro. I swear to God. Bro, Toxic was trash as fuck. If he wanted to release an R&B song as a fucking rollout, he could have went with the song he had with her. That song was way better. He even sounded better in that song than Toxic. Toxic was so trash, bro.
I've heard fucking Toxic.
I was gonna say, like, you remember that song Silent?
Yeah.
It was a random single. I thought it was gonna be like vibes like that. He went from Silent was to Toxic, so yeah. But my favorite song on the album was Issues. The beat went crazy.
Yeah. Oh no! What's funny though too? I felt like Issues. The beat was like a wannabe Mustard beat. It sounded like it was so close to it. Like it should have been Mustard producing that.
Oh, them niggas are still beefing, huh?
No, actually,
they're not seeing eye to eye musically. But they're still cool. That's what Mustard said.
Mustard, I musically. Like, okay, ain't you the producer? Ain't you supposed to fucking accommodate the rapper?
not Mustard, and respectfully too, he has his ego. Like he has the ego, he knows what he like, what type of artist he want to work with, how he want to work. And so like if YG's not meeting that, and YG doesn't want to meet with him, I guess it's not gonna work. But he said, they were still cool. He said that they stay across the street from each other and shit. Like, he said, you can literally go to his house right now.
Yeah, this reminds me of the most fucking rules for the booth, bro. This nigga had the most outlandish rules ever, bro. Oh, yeah. He said, no lazy niggas, no standing around, nigga. He said, no cell phones, nigga. Like,
nah, yeah, Mustard got an ego, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, shit, niggas want the best, bro. You don't fucking come on the best without an ego, so I understand it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What other stuff dropped last night? I don't know if y'all listened to it, but I'll talk real quick about DG's album. I fucked with it. I feel like it's his best project to date.
I've been hearing a lot of good reviews. I haven't listened to it yet, but I've been seeing a lot of shit on Twitter saying it was good.
Yeah. That's what I like, too. Because, like, I've been a DG fan for so long, too. And it's like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not one, like, a stan getting mad at people. But I will feel some type of way when I see niggas hating on DG for no reason. Without like some like mm-hmm. So when I see people actually supporting him and shit, even on the Shade Room, I see a lot of niggas giving him W's and giving props for shit, and like that makes me feel happy just as like a fan. Like I'm like, okay, he's finally just getting some type of respect. Even like I'm not trying to force everybody to fuck with the nigga, but like just let him disrespect the nigga when he don't deserve it. And like yeah, his album was hard.
I finally listened to his album, but I listened to the last project he put out and shit, I fucked with it, so but yeah. I just had the time.
Yeah, he's a good artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fuck with DG's music. Like, he's one of the fucking YouTubers that became a rapper and did it successfully. Like, he's a good rapper.
Dude. My favorite song off the project is probably "Stay in My Circle," and also "Love Myself," the Kevin Gates feature. Kevin Gates ripped that shit.
Bro, can you talk about Kevin Gates' excessive sportiness on the internet?
No,
bro.
I swear, bro. Kevin Gates, it's been wicked. Like, I knew he always been like this, but this past year, nigga.
Bro, him and Drake broke up, and that's just all that horniness is coming out.
I didn't know he broke up with her.
Niggas ain't scared.
Did y'all see this video of Kevin Gates? Kevin Gates was talking about,
dick all in your stomach, pull your ears.
No, not that, but it was another video like this. I think it was like if he was on vacation or something and he was like, he would have a bitch bent over and he'll be
rubbing. Oh, yeah, it's called the virgin coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, and he always, and like, he explains sex so violently, bro. It's so aggressive.
Right.
Is it in nature?
He said, he's like, I'm punching dick in her. I'm like, that's such an aggressive way to talk about you fucking a girl.
He said, spread that virgin coconut oil on that ass, bend over, punch dick in her.
Oh, God. It was funny, too, when he said that shit, he was like, oh, yeah, he's like, I get that coconut oil, and I put my gloves on. I was like, okay, where's the gloves going? And he didn't explain what the gloves are for. I'm like, you just grabbed, like,
no.
He's like, I put my latex gloves on, and I spread the ass cheeks, and I'm punching dick in her. Bro,
I think it's bro dangerously horny, bro, like, dangerously a liar too. It's almost
it's kind of scary.
Oh God, it's a speaking of another.
Got the sting, I do. So I need jumper cables. So you don't need those. Got the sting, I do. I said, like, She said, "You're a blessing." I said, "Speak of another."
And then that nigga go speak on it.
Bro, literally, he said, the funny shit, he said, if I'm lying, may God kill my children. Kill them today. Nigga said, kill them today.
Bro.
Nigga said, y'all gotta say that.
Oh, God.
And nigga Kevin Gates is hilarious, bro.
Oh, God. And like, I feel like, yeah, this is Kevin Gates. This is Kevin Gates. He just marketing on his own because he's independent, I think, still right now. So it's smart that he's doing all this wild, saying all this wild shit as a marketer, like getting people talking about him. But nigga, it's so wild. Anytime I hear that nigga speak about sex, it's just.
Hey, bro, a trend on Twitter where it's like Kevin Gates got the most outlandish interview excerpts, nigga. That shit had me crying because, like, he says so much wild shit over the years, bro. It's not just recently, nigga.
Yeah.
Any interview he's ever been in, I guarantee he
says some wild shit.
Fucking shit.
He says some wild shit. It's just like this last year, I'm coming to realize, like, how wild this nigga is.
Dangerously horny is the proper words for that nigga, bro. Like,
yes,
niggas that horny should be, they can't be out in public with the general population, nigga. Like,
fuck, that shit. I mean, I'm sweating shit from that laugh.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. What else is there? What else drops?
Joe Moses.
Oh yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to that yet. I'm for sure.
You know, Joe Moses dropped.
Yeah. It was decent. That album should have been dropped in the beginning of the summer, like in summertime.
Yeah, Joe Moses got the
ghetto turn.
He has a ghetto turn, so it's like that's what the album is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Droddy, he dropped a single. I'm not gonna lie, I fucked with it. But like compared to all the other shit he been dropping lately, I fucked with the Roddy single he dropped.
Yeah, it's like a Roddy, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I know him, bro. It's a good thing.
Yeah, so you guys didn't like Live Life Fast. You didn't like the album.
Not really. Not even gonna lie.
Yeah,
I try to like it when it first came out, but
so what was wrong with it? Was it the beat selection? Like what was wrong with the album?
Bro, everything. I feel like that nigga was
in. Some nigga got that dog in him.
Yeah.
That nigga ain't had a dog in him when he made that, bro. Like, it's just as simple as that. And you're like, let me just put something out real quick so niggas get off my ass. Like,
bro, yeah.
I don't say the nigga put no effort in it, but it just don't sound like fucking, like, I don't know how to say this nigga just.
Yeah, they have the dog in them.
When I listened to that album, I was expecting like vibes from Please Excuse Me. That's what I was expecting.
Okay, yeah.
That's my social. Yeah.
And maybe
yeah, I that was a while ago and that shit came out too.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, like after when I heard Live Life Fast or whatever that shit's called, I was thinking, like, maybe he did set himself up for failure having such a good-ass first album. Because, like, that first album he dropped was so, studio album.
Right.
I don't even know if that's the case, though. It's like, there's tons of times when an artist drops a fucking legendary fucking first studio album, the second one still gets fucking great recognition, though. Like, it's not as good as the first one, but, like, it's still fucking, like, gets hella good reviews and hella recognition. I just feel like fucking this second one, like, it's just, like, fucking levels below it, though. Like, fucking... I feel like that's what it is. Not that he sells all for failure. More just like just the two does not compare to each other.
Right.
Okay. This has happened a while ago, but I think it just got onto stream platforms like past week. But OTM, they dropped their Fuck Them tape, and I was waiting on that tape just so I can listen to Adios. But overall, the whole rest of the tape, because I didn't listen on YouTube. They released it on YouTube like months ago, but I didn't listen to YouTube. When I finally dropped on Spotify and shit, I listened to it. The rest of the tape is hard too, but Adios is still like probably my favorite song. They just rolled on
that
shit.
I don't listen to them niggas. The niggas talk way too much shit. Like, they're starting beefs for no reason. Like, they said Ron and Jug, they were stealing money from Draco. Like, that doesn't make me want to listen to you, unfortunately. Like, don't get me wrong, the Cliffhanger remix was... I fucked with that song. After that, I just... Nah.
Jen is so serious, too. You can see that.
No, I mean, you're keeping the truth alive, but what is the truth, like, from y'all? Like, what is the truth? You stealing this nigga's flow? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I say. I don't like Peso that much. He sounds exactly like Draco. But Duffy, I swear, Duffy can go on his own and have a successful ass career. Yeah. Duffy has his own sound. And it's hard.
No, I agree. I think Duffy's hard, but it's really just Blue Pesos. But then Duffy, he beefing with Baby Stone Gorillas. Some niggas that you don't need to be beefing with.
That's not a good sight.
It's not going to end well. And they're calling this nigga out for being an actor. And I'm just like, what the fuck does that got to do with anything? Like, obviously, the acting shit didn't work out. So he's rapping now. And it's rapping.
Yeah.
Like, why y'all hating on that nigga because he was an actor on Barney? Or whatever fucking show.
It's funny for the diss. Like, when Rambo had his whole verse about the acting shit. Like, it's funny as fuck for niggas to diss on. Oh, also, Baby Stone Gorillas, they had a song. That shit's hard as fuck. I forgot the name of it.
Baby Girl.
Baby Girl, yeah. Bro, that shit's hard as fuck. He's like, I don't know nothing about no gun, baby girl. I don't know about no gun. What the fuck? Bro, that shit's hard as fuck. Like,
I fuck with it. I don't know, listen to it.
But, that song's hard as fuck. I don't like how OTM is going at niggas who Draco fucked with, like brothers. And I don't like how, because, like, a lot of Draco fans, they're following OTM and Ralphie now. So when you're going at these niggas, you're basically trying to turn Draco fans against these guys who helped build that fan base, which is weird.
Right.
So, it's a little weird.
But, yeah. You could have, even if you had some disagreement with him, you could have kept that off the internet. You don't need to be turning. You don't need to be putting no idea out there trying to turn Draco fans against these guys.
When you're wearing the niggas' chains,
bro, oh God, y'all passing Draco's chains around way too much. I'm not even gonna lie. The only person who'd be wearing that much is Ralphie. That's the only person, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all need to be getting your own shit, bro. If y'all get they all the money, y'all say y'all do.
But I guess. I mean, they got a stink team chain. I guess that's not enough. They gotta wear the catchy chain.
But they gotta wear the catchy chain. They gotta wear the Draco with the Rolls Royce and the umbrella. Yeah, bro. I don't know. I low key have a theory too that like OTM is literally not getting paid shit out there because like that's the way they moving. Like how long it took them to get this tape on Spotify and shit. I was like, bro, if y'all really had that money like that, that should have been got through no matter right. what. But it took it takes long.
If you're fighting that wrong.
But yeah.
So this caused them a lot of problems, nigga. Money fuck a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
But then they put their shit on DistroKid, like.
Yeah, they use DistroKid, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I use DistroKid, and to release some, the just I do it. I'm not even a professional rapper. I just release random shit, so I know how DistroKid works too. So when they were trying to let excuses talking about like, oh, DistroKid trying to stop the truth from being like, I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You either didn't pay or you did some shit. Like you didn't get some shit cleared right. Cause nigga, like DistroKid right. is easy as fuck. I swear to God, DistroKid is so easy. Especially once you start up using it more. It, like you can get uploads like that. You can get your uploads up like that, bro.
You're trying to sell a frequent user. I know. Keep the truth alive,
Jonah. We keep the truth alive. Oh, what's funny too? Okay, Jada, you know GBO Gaston?
Yeah, where has he been at?
Yeah, I don't know. I follow his new page, but that nigga's been out of it, especially after he got jumped running through. I think he was in the Hoover neighborhood. Nigga got jumped and stripped with his cheeks out.
Oh my god!
But what's funny is, like, probably my last two songs, I have made it a thing where I diss GBO for like a whole verse. I diss that nigga. Mm. Just because, like, I feel like that nigga's just such a weird ass nigga, lame ass nigga that I don't like that nigga. And so I started beefing him.
He is a weirdo
nigga,
and he is a weirdo nigga. Yeah, he's a weird ass nigga, for sure.
Especially, like, when I was in Atlanta when he first did it, but he went to Draco's memorial, and that nigga was like, oh, rest in peace, Draco, long live Draco, but. Fuck Stink Team. Fuck Stink. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, you're a fucking nerd, bro. You can't say recipes Draco, but fuck Stink. Bro, get the fuck out of here.
That shit's weird.
Mm-hmm. They do anything for clout.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, shit just popped back into my head. Fucking Glorilla. You gotta talk about her, nigga. That's the hottest upcoming female rapper, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I don't think Glorilla's out when we... was like
she wasn't nigga like she wasn't popping shit the way she is now, nigga.
Bro,
Cardi verse, nigga, this song had like a million views in like 6 hours, nigga. Like
Glorilla, she's gonna own up. She got signed CMG, got her veneers. Mm-hmm. She been doing her thing, bro.
Fucking, I hate when people trying to talk shit about her. Fucking, like, y'all are fucking haters, nigga. Yeah, fuck.
I think they talk shit is because of how she sounds. Like she don't sound like a, you know.
But that's what I guess that's what guys like. They like diversity. And I guess female listeners who like female rappers, they like to hear like the same type of shit. They want to hear another City Girls. They want to hear another this. But like, I like the diversity. I like that Glorilla sounds different. She doesn't sound like a Saweetie. She doesn't sound like, bro.
She rap like a nigga. Like, that's the fucking best way to describe it. She rap like a fucking nigga. That
bro,
it's hard.
She rap like a nigga, but she's talking like a female. Like, I'll be rapping the shit with her, but I'm talking about, like, how I gotta fuck. I'm a fuck nigga free. Like, but I'm, like, she's hard as fuck.
She's saying my flows better one day. Fucking don't give a fuck the next. What was the word, Jada? Fucking, that shit was hard.
I don't listen to Glorilla.
That's where you fucking up at.
Fucking up at. I'm listening to Lakia, if you know who Lakia is.
She's hard. She also has her own sound, too, I like.
Lakia, she's on QC.
Okay, real quick, okay. Let's say who our, like, favorite female rapper is right now.
Nicki Minaj.
Okay, besides Nicki Minaj.
Because
Nicki Minaj's been in the game. Let's say new rappers. Like,
Nicki
new
Minaj.
People.
She's a bard.
And Nicki Minaj.
let's not get shit twisted. She's a okay. bar. I be seeing Jada on Twitter.
Bro. Oh, God. Jada be having her spaces and all that. Bro, no, them Barbs go crazy, though. Cause I seen Barbs try to, like, start up a whole train or something to get you followed by Nikki. I'm like, bro, that's some, like, them fans are cool. I'm not going to lie. They started the whole train trying to get you followed by Nikki. Yeah.
Jada, what you
going to
do if Nikki asks you one day?
You're
gonna show some love.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, but I know I would be in shock.
You're gonna make that bitch your for header. Sure. Make that shit your Twitter
no,
header.
For real, I would definitely put that in my header.
Yeah, who's your favorite guys, female artist? Oh, my bad. It's okay. Probably
just going really. My fucking best friend playing her alive.
You used to be Barty Gang, Jayon.
Yeah, I still fucking
Cardi, man.
We fucking her
version
go really shit was fucking hard as hell, nigga.
Yeah, Cardi's that's feature run been crazy. Like her song, her feature on Clay Flock's song was hard as fuck too.
So when is her album dropping? Like it's been like 4 years. When is her album dropping?
You know, she said I do not give a fuck about music like that.
Nigga,
I ain't paid.
Bro, oh god, that's what it seemed like too. She just been performing and kept collecting the bag off that.
Dude, nigga, her shows go crazy. She chilling, nigga. I understand, nigga. You get rich as fuck. You don't have to have music like that.
What's called? My favorite artist, though, is probably Callie. My favorite female artist. I like her song. Okay. And I find her attractive, so. But
that's a plus. She's attractive and she can rap.
Yeah.
No, fucking. I saw shit about Ice Spice on Twitter, and they said, nigga, I like how she shake her ass every few seconds, because as soon as I'm about to cut the song off, she starts twerking.
Bro, that's just funny as fuck. What's fucked up and funny, but you seen, like, those clips of her performing and, like, the crowd's dead. Every time.
I'm rolling loud, yeah.
Yeah, every time. As soon as she turn around and twerk, that's when the crowd turns up. It's so fucked up, but it's so funny. Like, they dead ass be quiet as fuck, and as soon as she turn around and start shaking, like, oh, I'm like, damn.
Well, she should be moving, nigga.
Oh, God.
Well, they don't know the words of their song, so are they supposed to just...
I was feeling you?
You know, turn out...
Even Munch, I be seeing niggas dead in the crowd, like I see, like, clips and people be dead. Bro, she has a default move, too. Like, every time I see her in an interview or anything, she just goes like this. Like, that's her default move.
Yeah, that's when she bend over and fucking such a pussy, nigga. Oh, yeah, every time, I'm gonna look, nigga, like...
Yeah.
Guys, this just in. Blueface and Krishan. The saga continues. Blueface was with another girl other than Krishan Rock or his baby mama. And Krishan Rock just unfollowed Blueface on Instagram. And she tweeted, y'all can have him. Krishan is single. Krishan, you are enough. Do you guys believe her?
No.
Shit, that nigga's name tatted on there like 5 times. Like,
bro, oh god.
Yeah, nigga, Dirk said, welcome to death row. He's talking about her. Like, oh god. I wish a girl like that got my fucking face tatted on her. On her fucking neck and try to leave me, like.
Oh god. Bro, got my going? Name tatted. And her full government name.
And her tooth. He's blue faces on her tooth.
Bro. And she didn't want to get a permanent replacement because of Blueface, too. It's like, you're not leaving that nigga, bro. Like, you know you're just crazy over that nigga. You're not leaving that nigga.
Literally, I'd laugh if the girl got my fucking face tattered and then tried to leave. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Bruh.
I would have left if my hair got pulled out. That's when I would have left.
Abusive toxic relationships are never fun for either person. Like, something in a toxic cycle, but I don't think they're done.
Nigga, I would have left if I was Blueface. I would have left once she wrote in blood, I love you, Blue. And then took my car and drove cross country. That's when I left like, so they're both just meant for each other, bro. They just love that shit, because I wouldn't...
Knocked out her dad, bro.
Oh, yeah, that shit was hilarious, bro. He smooth knocked him out, bro.
That nigga smug. That nigga got pieced up, bro. That shit was funny.
But it was only right, because Krishan beat up Blueface's mom and sister, so I, like, I guess it's only right that I knock out your dad. Like, you beat up my mom.
I got his back, bro. That's some toxic shit, bro. How you gonna leave after you beat up a nigga's mom, bro? Like, you're stuck in our relationship, bro. You beat up his mom.
Bro. Oh, God. And then at least there's no video of her beating up the mom. There's video footage of your dad getting knocked out, so, like, that's embarrassing as hell for a female.
It's embarrassing for the kids. They're gonna grow up to see their father be this type of man, so...
I mean, I don't think
I'd laugh. No. Nigga. I saw my video of my dad knocking nigga out. I would not be mad. I'd laugh, nigga. I'm not be embarrassed, nigga. Like, I see video of my dad knocking out another nigga. I'm like, dad, you're kind of hard. That shit's cool. Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't think Blueface's son is not gonna be that type of kid to be embarrassed by anything he saw his dad do on the internet. It seemed like Blueface's son is, like, exactly like his dad, low-key.
Yeah, it's like a kid, like, he's used to a lot of shit, too. Like, that nigga probably knows how his dad is. Like, he's probably seen his dad fight in person. So, like, growing up, seeing it fucking 10 years later, he's like, oh, yeah, I was there in person. Like, it was so before now. God. So I was in the car seat watching it.
But, nah, here's the real question, though. So, say Krishan really leaves Blueface.
That's a wild ass name, too, bro. I just gotta say that, bro. What the fuck are your parents thinking, bro? Like, that's a wild ass name, man.
But then, say Blueface, he has this little fling with this girl he's dating now. Do you think Blueface baby mama gonna take him back? Because she seemed like she has, like, she's stuck on Blueface, too. She took out.
She with the shits.
Yeah, she always want Blueface back. No matter what that nigga done, it seemed like she always want that nigga back.
It's just different. It's different because there's kids involved. Like, that's the man that, you know, gave her. Yeah.
But he done her dirty, too. Like, I mean, if I was the female and, like, you kicked me out for a girl you met on a bad girls club that you did and everything. I heard that she was the one who knocked out Krishan's tooth, the baby mama, before they even dated, when she lost her tooth. So it's like, you dated the girl. I knocked her tooth out and everything. Like, you know how, like, that was feeling. You feel so small as a woman. Like, I knocked this bitch tooth out and you still left me for her.
Jen, what'd you do if you knocked this bitch's tooth out and your nigga still loves you for her?
Her tooth getting knocked out too, what?
He said everybody going to the dentist around this bitch.
This is crazy.
Right.
Blueface does need a reality show, though.
That nigga needs to go to fucking rehab, nigga. Why are you out here doing this to women, nigga?
I agree.
It's why the women letting him. It's why the women's letting him. You can't put too much on
that. That is true. And, you know, it's not doing anything for his musical career. Like, nobody's checking for Blueface anymore.
Is he making fucking music still? I'm sorry, if so, nigga, like, I have not heard any Blueface-related moves to music at all.
The last time he dropped a song was, like, 2 weeks ago, and it was with DDG's artist he signed. And so, I don't think he's really taking music that serious either.
It's like an episode of Family Guy.
But no, what's crazy too is Krishan, she really is a star though, because like she's been gonna help out.
She's a star. That bitch was a star before she's famous too. A 5-star.
Yeah,
nigga.
It's crazy. Like she was really up there.
You seen that video of her playing flag football? Nigga, when she hit that hole. She had to run her legs. Nigga. Got through that bitch with quickness, nigga.
And so maybe
she's a star by herself now, for real. Like,
yeah, she's on these other shows and shit, and she's making a name for herself off those shows, and people care about her.
Paid from it though.
She not. Zeus don't be paying niggas?
Because Blueface owns all those girls' names when they come in the house.
I was gonna say, I wonder if she's gonna be able to fucking capitalize off that, because, like, fucking, the nigga Blueface is gonna be like, nigga, I made you type shit, but.
I'm not gonna lie, that is smart.
That nigga's a pimp.
He's a legal pimp.
Jayon, you remember, that when Blueface was like, what is a cult? And you had tweeted that shit. That shit was so funny.
I'm telling you, nigga. That nigga's legally doing it, nigga.
Bro, hey, I'm like, it's smart that he did do it. It's fucked up because now these women are not be able to get paid off of shit. But, like, it's smart. Like, he thought ahead. Like, if I make any of these bitches famous, I'll make sure I get my bread off it. Cause there's a lot of niggas who's complaining about that too. A lot of famous niggas who's like complaining about like not wanting to give girls clout. They'll get in a relationship and don't want to talk about the girl because they don't want to give her clout. And some people call it hating, but it is smart because like sometimes a girl will just want to get the clout from you and then go off on her own, be another Jada Cheese, Jada Waiter.
Right.
Is that what she did? She's sticking beside.
Some people are saying maybe. That. I don't know. It seemed like she took back babies so many times, so I don't know if she really did fuck with him, but. People are saying that, yeah, she used them for clout.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an actual baby with a nigga, I doubt it.
It's just clout. Bro, I swear, I be thinking that too, but I think some girls really just get the baby just for that attitude.
But I'm saying, she's with that nigga for a minute, though. It wasn't like she just had a baby and dipped off, like, as soon as she had the shit, though, or something like that. Like, there's a cool relationship, something like got famous type
shit. Yeah, did you guys see his movie on through Amazon?
Like a movie?
The documentary, you mean?
The documentary.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, a movie? Yeah, that looks like an acting?
Nah, I ain't seen the documentary yet, though. I know it's probably dope as fuck, though.
It was cool.
That shit was motivational. So niggas come out getting money. Niggas just jumping on Twitter and said it's like a little baby documentary for you niggas want to get money.
I mean, that Kanye documentary, too, that was hella motivational. And so this little baby one is probably motivational, too.
I'm part of that.
Yeah, it was cool seeing Thug and Gunna. The doc was cool seeing Young Thug and Gunna and the shit, knowing that they're in jail. It was kind of cool seeing them in there, and then Drake was in there.
Yeah.
And like Aubrey.
Another thing I've been seeing, though, who just got a documentary? I think it was on Hulu, too. There was somebody else that got a documentary, and I felt like it was way too early. And I feel like this is gonna start a trend where a lot of artists gonna make documentaries.
Then they get X out of doc out.
Oh, that doc, I think that's probably cool though. Like he's passed away, and so you can do a documentary about his life. But I forgot who. It was some like just random ass artist, and I was like, why do we need a documentary of them yet? Like they just came out, they still building shit. I don't think we need a documentary yet.
Oh, it's a nigga that's alive.
Yeah, it's a nigga that's still alive.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Yeah. But I was just saying that because I just hope it's not a trend of people releasing documentaries. Because, we just need documentaries at the right time. That's what I feel like. Documentaries at the right time.
Yeah.
Okay. We got anything else to need to talk about?
No, we'll talk about a lot of shit for the first episode back since the break.
God, been recording for like an hour.
I miss doing this, man. Hour 11 minutes to be exact.
Y'all been slacking.
Hey, I had to get some sit at a shit situated. I was making my move to Atlanta. Came back from Atlanta. I was.
What's that, Johnny? You back in Texas?
Yeah, I'm back in Texas now.
Okay. Yeah, that's a slightly better issue.
Yeah. And so
watch One Piece.
Yeah, I got it on the screen right now too. I'm on One Piece shit. Been watching hella anime.
I've been watching Bleach, nigga. That shit's hard as fuck.
Bro, Bleach. I finally caught up with it. That shit's so fucking hard. I can't wait till
nigga, 10th.
Is that an anime show, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm at the part. This
nigga Kenpachi's
fighting.
Of course,
I'm here. I'll talk about the anime show. The imposters or whatever. The fucking...
Esperadas?
Yeah, Esperadas. Esperadas,
not good. Okay.
That nigga just popped up. Like that nigga Ichigo's getting his ass beat. And Kenpachi popped up, caught the shit with the sword. It's like, Ichigo, you about to die.
Bro, that's just...
That nigga Kenpachi's my nigga, bro. That nigga's hard as fuck.
Bro, Kenpachi is so fucking raw, and I'm glad, like, he didn't die or they didn't kill him off. So I can't wait till this next part of New Bleach and see how he is. People are saying that this next part of Bleach is, like, they're taking a level up where it's going to be, like... It can be compared to Dragon Ball Z, like, how their powers be. So I was like, ooh, them niggas gonna be on that type of level with their Bankais and all this. I'm like, ooh, this mug is stupid.
They're gonna Jenny just looking lost again. She said, I fucking nerds talking about.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? I don't watch anime like that. I just watch Akame Kill on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's y'all world.
Yeah.
That's y'all world.
I might start that's another thing I've been thinking about, starting an anime podcast or just an anime YouTube channel where I make, like, reactions.
You got an anime podcast and popping on that shit.
Yeah, bet. And then, like, where I, like...
Hold on, I'm going to have to get off for a second and do my actual job for a minute because I'm going to go walking up here.
Okay. All right. We can just end it off right here. So, this is the end of Season 3, Episode 1. We, going to be back trying to upload more regularly and everything. So...
we'll be more organized, guys.
Yeah, definitely more organized.
Better. It's gonna be every week, every 2 weeks. What's more realistic for y'all?
TBA, but I'll let y'all know.
Yeah,
better.
Every week probably work for me right now. Y'all let anything know if anything changes with me too. But so this end episode 1, Season 3, back in
season 3, bitch. How is it, bitch? Back in this bitch. Season 3, episode 1.